Today we hear but three verses from the Apostle Paul's first letter to his disciple Timothy. And in it we hear a verse that should ring in our ears because we say it at every liturgy before receiving Christ Jesus in Holy Communion. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. First, as we say in the prayer. The great Saint Paul, whom the church fathers simply call the apostle, expecting their hearers to know who they mean when they say those two words, the apostle. The great Saint Paul calls himself the chief of sinners. Why? Why does Saint Paul say this of himself? Paul sees himself this way because in his experience of the presence of God, he sees what he is. God does not say to Paul, "You are the chief of sinners." Paul calls himself chief of sinners because Paul has experienced the Lord Christ. The judgment Paul says of himself is simply the revelation of what he is, what we are in the light of the divine presence. We are nothing but dust, clay, whom God made, giving us a soul, giving us the breath of life. We come and confess our sinfulness to God, who takes our sins upon himself to crucify our sins with himself upon the cross. So each one of us says of ourselves, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am first. We say, God be merciful to me, the sinner. God cleanse me, the sinner, and have mercy on me. Each of us calls ourselves the sinner instead of a sinner, as though we are one among many. And this is no small matter. Much hinges on it in our life. Not simply our life here, but the life which is to come, which we enter into in this life. It is of such importance that it finds its place in the Holy Liturgy itself. You will hear the priest, today me, say these words to God later in the liturgy. We thank you, Lord God of powers, who have counted us worthy to stand even now before your holy altar and to fall down before your compassions for our sins and for the unknowing errors of your people. The priest is speaking of his own sins, but what the people, what you do, your deeds, the priest does not call sins. He calls them unknowing errors. And he says the same again in the following prayer. Lord God, ruler of all, enable us to offer you gifts and spiritual sacrifices for our sins and for the unknowing errors of the people. Our sins refers to the priest. Unknowing errors refers to the people. To everyone else, to all of you. The priest dares not call what you do sins when he is praying to God. He calls what you do unknowing errors and refers to sins only in regard to himself. All of this, Paul calling himself the chief of sinners, we calling ourselves the sinner, the priest referring to the people's deeds as unknowing errors and only his own misdeeds he calls sins. All of this is about our standing before God, holding him in us, receiving Christ in communion, and knowing our sins. It's being honest with ourselves. not excusing our sins by looking at other people's sins, looking in the mirror and confessing, God, I am the sinner, and not saying the saint that we think we are. It is the experience of God, experiencing God, that shines a light into the darkest recesses of our heart and shows us our sins. So much so that then even we, each one of us, consider everyone else's deeds as unknowing errors and only what we do as sins. At the same time, as God's light enters our heart to shine in the darkness, revealing to us our sins, Christ also reveals to us that he loves us in such a way that regardless of the darkness of sin in our hearts, he will descend from his divine throne, clothe himself in our frail nature, be betrayed, crucified, die, and be buried, to raise us up with himself, unworthy and undeserving that we are. Such love God has for us calls forth from us non-judgment, looking to our own sins, not to those of anyone else, our neighbor, what we read in the paper, what we see on TV, what we hear on the radio, what we read on the internet. Focus on our own sins, not somebody else's. It's easy to look elsewhere. It's difficult to shine a light into our own heart and confess our own sins and be truthful, honest, not hiding behind excuses. If we do otherwise, we invite judgment on ourselves. For if we do not pay attention to our own sins, do not call ourselves the sinner, then we will surely busy ourselves with what other people do and gossip about them and judge them. And Christ Jesus himself warned us, judge not that you not be judged. It is inevitable that if we do not look to our own sins, that we will look to other people's sins. If we do not each see ourselves as the first of sinners, like St. Paul said of himself, then as night follows day, we will judge others, and so try to move ourselves away from God. We confess that we are the first of sinners, because the sinless one blamed no one, but died for our sins, he who was innocent. We in our sins can look to blame others, but we look to Christ, to Paul, to all the saints, who didn't look to blame anybody for their sins, but only confessed their own sinfulness. And Christ himself took on himself our sins, innocent though he was, innocent though he is, in order to put them to death with himself on the cross. What love is like it in the world? Where do we find it, that kind of love? A love that does not seek to blame, using the popular term, throwing someone under the bus, to blame them for our failings, for our sins. If our Lord and Master has done this, silently and innocently taking up our sins upon himself, how can we, his disciples, do any less? Let these words of St. Paul, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the first, penetrate deep into our hearts, reach like oil into the marrow of our bones, that we live aware of who we are, at once that we are sinners, each of us the sinner, but at the same time, with a profound awareness and experience of who God is, the one who loses his head for us out of love for us, who dies for us, for me, the sinner, to bring us, to bring me with himself into his glorious kingdom, to whom be glory to the ages.